This is Nancy DeLette. Today is Tuesday, August 6, 1985. And this is interview number 013. It's the second tape of that. We're interviewing Mrs. Kravitz. This is the beginning of what would be the third side of the interview.
No, I'd ask you about if you got letters. What were we just talking about
when I changed the subject?
No, what? Better we got letters in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And have you thought of
America? So some letters came. Some,
oh, I know.
Some people came.
Once you got to this country, did you feel that anti-Semitism was behind you, or did you didn't really experience it in this country in any sense?
No. In the shop, you did.
Pardon?
In the shop.
In the shop?
Yeah.
You did experience it, or you didn't?
Yes.
You did?
Sure.
Yeah. In what form? How did that happen?
I worked in a shop. And there was an Italian woman. She was a poor lady. And she used to talk about it. And so I used to fight her. I used to fight her by the Jews. Mm-hmm. She was anti-Semite.
That must have been very hard for you to encounter.
Somehow I took it in stride. Somehow, like, I'm used to it, you know? And you. Not supposed to happen here.
Right.
So I fought back. I worked in a place where there was a woman that her father, she was Italian, and her father was, she went for a visit, and her father worked for Mussolini. And she came back. And in the shop, she stood in the middle of the shop, and she told all about Mussolini, the great things, you know. And the people from the shop workers, they stood and they listened, you know. And I felt that I isn't right, you know. So I told her, your father works for Mussolini. So he gets all the goodies. In Sicily, you know, the areas, they're poor, they're starving. You didn't see that. You just went for a visit. And your father provided you with all the beautiful things. I said, don't tell me that this is what's going on for everybody in Italy under Mussolini. So I had to put it down. I fight back. There's somebody on the radio talked about Poland, all the beautiful things that's going on in Poland. And not a mention of anything that was bad. So I called up while they were talking. I called up and I said, it's not so. There's a lot of anti-Semitism. And when Reagan was speaking about what's going on there, that's a wonderful old. I said, it's not so.
A few other things I wanted to ask you. I'm not sure how you responded to this when I asked whether you had any letters now, whether you still have, or any of the documents, any passport, visa, or anything with a stamp that says you came through, any of the ports. Any kind of documentation like that. The people at Ellis Island are very interested in preserving that kind of thing.
I have all these things.
What
is
kind
that
of
what you're asking?
Yeah. What kind of things do you have? You showed me the one photograph.
No.
Just before you were about to go.
I have everything. Many things.
Documents?
Yeah.
Photographs? Passport?
I have it from my mother, my brother, my sister, everybody, mine.
Okay. Can you tell me, just one more question really, can you tell me anything that happened on the boat or any feelings you might have had when you came into the harbor? Remember seeing the Statue of Liberty and coming into Ellis Island?
That was so exciting. We finally reached America. That was a terrific thing. But all that we went through, such a period, the wars, everything was going on there, anti-Semitism. And finally we are in America. It was just, the other part, disappointments came in later. But the arrival, even the disappointment of the 2 weeks, it was not, we didn't take it bad. So we accepted it. That's the way it is. But
did you know that the Statue of Liberty was there? Were you expecting to see it? Had you heard about it in Poland, or was it a sight that surprised
you? No, we didn't know.
You?
It was a surprise. Yeah. It was beautiful. And the poem, you know, that we always have, just terrific. The Statue of Liberty goes in with this museum?
Well,
it's combined, or it isn't?
Yes, it's a combined renovation for both the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island.
That's beautiful. There were so many prospects, different things, disappointment things, what they thought they're going to do with it.
Yes, yes.
And when I heard about the museum,
Museum for Immigration, yeah.
Just beautiful.
Yeah. Have you returned to Ellis Island since?
Since I was
you
there.
Came through? Did you ever take a trip out?
Sure. That's what I heard. Somebody interviewed me there.
Someone interviewed you at the
island?
Yeah. And you went out with
your I went with
your
my
daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah. And did you tell her what happened as you came through? Did you remember it as you came through?
I didn't tell too much with the person that interviewed me, you know, but I told her about get back, get back. That's my first English word.
But there wasn't anything about the island at that point when you saw it that sparked off memories of what it was like when you came through.
All that expectation that you finally came to America. So what's 2 weeks? Nothing.
Right.
You know, you finally are here. Yeah. And that's, as far as I was concerned, you know, I expected so much to make of myself that I thought that here's the place. Because I was in Europe, they didn't let Jews go to school. You had to do it on your own. And my father used to send not much money. But my mother paid teachers. And I was a good student. And my brother that died too was a very good student. And I had teachers that they went to America also. And so that was a struggle. The idea there that a Jew cannot go to school where we were, only the gents. So I had girlfriends. They went to school and I couldn't go.
Did you, once you were here and you were established here in New York, did other relatives who hadn't come on your journey come later? Could you continue?
I know what you're asking, yeah. I have a picture here of my aunt that she wrote to my mother that she had a daughter, and the daughter, her husband, or daughter and her husband, that they would like, they were very poor, that they would like to come to America if there were any possibility. So my uncle was rich, my mother's brother, and my mother went to him and asked him that he could bring him out. So his wife said, don't bother, and Hitler killed him. Things are happening. Hitler killed our families, about 150. Families that he killed. In one city where we lived a couple of years, the Germans put up the peasants around, lived around the city, and the the Germans didn't like the peasants. And they told the peasants, you can go to the city and do for the Jews whatever you want. So they thought that they'll ingratiate themselves with the Germans if they'll do it instead of the Germans. So they killed the whole city. There was nothing there.
So after you had come, it was really too late for others to follow behind you.
That's right. There was also a time that in the United States that they didn't let people come in. Immigration stopped. And then they opened up again. The Eurasian areas where they come.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, after 1924 that changed.
Yeah.
I think that's all I need to ask, unless there's anything else you wanna add to this.
What happened in Rotterdam, mm-hmm. that I have a picture of, on that picture that you saw. Mm-hmm. So there was one young man that liked me, and we made up that when we come here, because they went on a different boat, and I went on a different boat, that we see each other. So there we are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very nice kid. And so they had the telephone, they had the address where we lived. So they wrote to me. He had a brother there and a sister. And they wanted me to come visit with them. And I remember this uncle of mine picked me up because I couldn't reach the telephone. And I talked on the phone, I made up that I will go to visit them. They lived in the Bronx. So when I visited them, I went into one of the rooms, there was a mirror that I fixed my hair. So he got in, this fella, in my first kiss.
So he had come on a different ship. Not
yeah.
Everyone in this picture
no.
came on the Nordic.
No.
Right. Anyone else that you're
this was
still
this
around
fella,
that you're in touch with? Anyone
over
know?
Here.
Mm-hmm.
This was a cousin.
Uh-huh.
That he came with us. And these people we met in Rotterdam. Rotterdam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I wasn't in touch with any, but only with that family. When he came here, he organized a club, and he became the president. And I was his girlfriend, so it was a nice experience.
That's wonderful. Okay, I think that's it. I'll just want you to maybe talk to me a bit about some of the documents that you
that's
have.
Right.
But that concludes the interview 013, and it's 12:50.